interesting topic that I was watching here this morning. Who is this? Camera Noob is the name of the channel, and the title of the video is Real Photographers Don't Edit. And she goes over, oh, who's in there? Tony and Chelsea, the Angry Photographer, and Jared Polin. I'll give their opinions about should you edit, should you crop, all those types of thing. And I don't think there's any one answer on that. For example, Chelsea and Tony believed that it was wrong to do any sort of severe editing on fine art photography. And I was more with Chelsea on that. I mean, do what you want. That's the whole point. Like she said, if you want to paint on it, your photograph, that's fine. I agree with that as well. So, there's all different types of photography. And then the angry photographer, or Jared Polin, was saying that he personally never crops a photo. I'm kind of like Jared. Very rarely will I crop a photo. And if I do, it's maybe to take out a little edge distraction or something like that. Going to get into my process of shooting. I choose to be what I try to stick to with being a straight photographer, which means it's minimal editing. But a lot of this has to do with social documentary and photojournalism, which has a different set of rules for different reasoning than, say, like fine art photography or wildlife or even landscape photography, right? So I don't think there's any one answer for this. But let me say this. A lot of what I see out there is making excuses for laziness, right? So, do you crop or do you not crop? Well, I don't know. I generally have more respect for images that were not cropped because there tends to be a laziness out there where there's not a lot of thinking. I'll shoot and I'll spray and pray. That's another thing I don't do. I take one shot at a time. Even if I'm shooting digital, I shoot in a film process. And I think it's worthy of more respect. If somebody is just out there guessing, here, I'll give the little story that I give. A lot of people do this. You could literally gorilla tape a camera to a dog's head, push the shutter down, and have it stay down somehow, and have the dog chase a cat down the street, and you're probably going to get some photographs when you get home that you could put on Instagram and Facebook that would get a whole lot of thumbs up, right? There might be actually some well-composed photos even. You don't know. Yeah, but a lot of people, and I'm saying this having given hundreds of photo walks and all those kinds of things, a lot of people approach photography this way. There's a lot of mindlessness. And they kind of just kind of spray and pray over in a specific area. And then when they get home, they'll look through these and try to crop in something. Well, to me, that's not photography, right? There's been no intention or will or skill or talent or anything behind this. So that's what I'm talking about. I don't have a lot of respect for that. If somebody crops their photos, but they're a mindful photographer, then I don't care about that. But what I'm against is this, what I see today is a lot of laziness, a lot of fear, right? There's a lot of blank space, and negative space can serve well, right, in a photograph. But people are not applying this as a theory of perception or as a part of composition. They're doing this because they're afraid to get close to people and they're making excuses. So I think we need to distinguish that kind of stuff. And so for me, I don't crop my photos because what I'm doing is photojournalism and documentary photography, which gets me to what she played a clip of the angry photographer talking about how all photography is a lie. And that's just philosophically unsound. It's just not. I'm almost offended by that statement because what I'm trying to do with my camera and my images is actually tell the truth. So my photography is not about telling a lie. And because I choose to include certain things and exclude other things does not make the photograph a lie. A lie is a deception, right? Not a decision. Those are different things. Other people would say, well, you're editing the photo as soon as you choose your film type or where you stand. And well, of course you are, right? But there's a spectrum here. And a lot of these people that pose those types of arguments are kind of the lazy people that don't want to practice to be a photographer rather than someone that just takes snapshots. And there's a difference of those things. So for me, there's a middle ground with this stuff, and it depends what it is. And not all photography is a lie. Do photographs lie? Not usually, but people sure to hell do. So for me, a lot of times it's what people do. Let me tell you a little story. There was this guy in Chicago, I can't remember what his name was, a pretty popular guy, ran some photo groups. And we were at a, I believe it was a, this was probably 2016, going back to then. So we were at some Trump rally or protest or something like that. And there were two people. There was a Trump supporter, and there was a, I believe it was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And I'm standing on one, and these two guys are going at it. Well, not really. Actually, what's happening is the Bernie Sanders supporter is like screaming at this Trump dude, right? And I'm photographing the whole thing, but I'm paying attention. God, I wish I could remember what his name was. I'm paying attention to how he's acting, okay? And what he's doing is he's watching the scene, but he's waiting for the Trump supporter to do something. He's totally not taking any photographs of this Bernie Sanders guy screaming and yelling and spittle coming out of his mouth and all kinds of shit, right? And he's waiting for the Trump reporter to do something, right? Because what he's doing is he's lying, this photographer, right? This now isn't just picking a scene or anything like that, or a composition or something like this. This is a manipulation. This guy hates Trump, and right? This is so he's going to cherry pick and he's going to wait. He's going to exclude the radical nutty behavior, which is actually the story here, right? The photograph is this dude acting like a fool. And I'm going to get to he missed the photo because of it. I missed it because I was watching him now. I'm watching him to see how he's going to act morally as a photographer here, right? So what ends up happening is the Bernie Sanders guy, who's acting like a nutball, jumps up in the air and does a backflip, right? And is going to try to flip all the way around and land back on his feet, and only makes it halfway and lands on his head. And I said, I think his name was Ari or something like that. I says, "Man, you missed that shot, bro," because he wasn't paying attention, right? He wasn't being an objective, or even trying to be an objective observer. There's no such thing as pure objectivism, of course not. But he wasn't even trying, right? So yeah, we as people can be misleading and deceptive, even subconsciously sometimes with our images. Or with our words, right? Or with a lot of different things we can try to be deceptive with, not just our images. Or we can try to tell the truth. We can try to get at something. We can try to tell a story. We can try to convey a message. We can try to touch people, move people, right? Something about the human condition, something sacred, something very special about photography. It can be used in that way as well. So not all photography is a lie. Now, the angry photographer is a lie, right? He's not a photographer at all. He actually stole people's photographs. As you guys know, me and I actually have an interview. I did the first interview with the angry photographer. Talk about a lie. Angry photographer stole people's images off of the internet, cropped out their watermarks, and then pawned them off in a video as his own photos because he was being pressured for his photographs that he doesn't have. Because he is a horrible, while he may have a great passion for photography and an exquisite knowledge of lenses and equipment, but he is not a photographer at all. That is a lie, and that's probably why he's angry. But anyway, he came after Jason, what's his name, too. That's what ended the relationship. He lied to me on the phone. He wanted me to back his play over a hit video he did on that wedding photographer. And he's the one that pulled the video, and he wanted me to lie for him. And I don't do that, not in my relationships and not in my photography. So maybe the anger photographer is a lie, right? And maybe not all photography itself is a lie. It depends on the person. And so I tried to tell the truth with my photography. And that's why, with my genre, it is important to keep editing to a minimum, right? That's what we're trying to do here. We're gonna tell the whole story about what happened at the rally, right? We're not gonna pick a team, and then, well, you shouldn't be anyway, not if you're honest. Shouldn't pick a side and then try to pick that, the best, make it look the best, right? That's deceptive. But that's human beings. That's not the genre of a camera in a film. The camera just simply catches the photons bouncing off reality, right? It's rather indifferent. It's also very magical. So, do you edit? I mean, that's up to you. I personally, like with street photography and stuff like that, I have respect for the genre. That should be, kept to a minimum because it's related to social documentary and photojournalism. It's part of those. So, people who have, I've known people that they, cropping is part of their workflow, which is just beyond me. In other words, they crop every photo. They never frame a photo correctly out in the world. And their crops suck. I mean, I don't know how you get exquisite photos out on the street. I don't know. You can tell the photos are cropped, right? And so I don't have a lot of respect for that because there's a lot of laziness going on there. And we live in a time and an era where people want a lot of rewards and instant gratification without having to put work in. And about 90% of the bitching out there on YouTube about people who have some sort of standards is from that crowd of people that just don't want to take the time to actually learn how to do something, right? And that's the truth of it. So I'm against all that. But some photography, crop away. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but not in photojournalism or the documentary or the street or things like that. So that's my two cents on that. And let me know what you think in the comments below. ChuckGines.com is the website. I do offer one-on-one Zoom portfolio reviews and I don't know if I call them classes. I guess you call it tutorial, tutoring, photography tutoring. I got the pages there, and both in film and digital photography, when it comes to composition and Lightroom editing, all those types of things. I have a hybrid workflow when it comes to film. I don't do dark room as far as teaching on that because I don't do dark room anymore as far as printing anyway. I use Lightroom. But anyway, share my content on your social media, and as I always say, man, do good, whether you're cropping or not cropping, do good with your camera.